Multiple arrests made during illegal online gambling raids. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, has arrested 12 people as part of its crackdown on illegal online gambling. The arrests were made by the National Capital Region Police Office along with the Anti-Cybercrime Group of the Philippine National Police. They came after a raid in Parañaque City and form part of PAGCOR's broader initiative to fight illegal gambling in the country. The investigation targeted TBB888.com, a website PAGCOR identified as offering illegal online gambling. Members of the site are able to play slots, casino games, and esports betting. Authorities confiscated computer equipment, mobile phones, tablets, laptops, and flash drives during the raid, which were later found to contain evidence of illegal gambling operations. The operation took place in the BF Northwest Subdivision, an affluent area in Parañaque where several prominent political and business figures live. Raul Villanueva, PAGCOR's senior vice president for the Security and Monitoring Cluster, said that cases will be filed against those arrested at the Parañaque Regional Trial Court. Quote, "The operation was part of our unified efforts to intensify the fight against illegal online gambling. We have a marching order from PAGCOR Chairman Alejandro Tenco to put a stop to these illegal activities. We will continuously collaborate with law enforcement authorities to put a stop to these." Raul Villanueva, PAGCOR Senior Vice President for the Security and Monitoring Cluster, dedicated to tackling illegal online gambling. Villanueva also reiterated PAGCOR's dedication to fighting all forms of illegal online gambling. He revealed that at one point, there were close 5,000 active illegal websites in the Philippines. Thanks to PAGCOR's efforts, 80% of these sites are now blocked. The focus remains on constant monitoring and reporting of illegal gambling to protect players and ensure regulated gaming revenues contribute to national development programs. Villanueva urged the public to avoid unlicensed online gaming sites and opt for legal alternatives to safeguard themselves. He noted that Filipino bettors are often the victims of these illegal operations. PAGCOR is also cooperating with the Cybercrime Investigation and Coordinating Center under the Department of Information and Communications Technology to monitor and act against more illegal gambling targets. Addressing privatization rumors. Recently, PAGCOR addressed rumors regarding the alleged 500 million pesos expenditure for renovations at its Casino Filipino branch in Angeles City, in anticipation of privatization. The rumors originated from a post by PAGCOR employee Gian Samson, suggesting the renovation was intended to make the casino more appealing to potential buyers. However, Alejandro Tenco, the chairman of PAGCOR, refuted these claims, stating no funds would be allocated for such renovations.